Now on BBC Radio 4, the final episode of Bun & Co. Another day, another tricky customer for Barry Bun, and an undertaker addicted to his work proves a very tricky customer when it comes to showing prospective buyers around his property.
Bun & Co. by Mike Stutt. Time, the present. Place, Boggart's Bridge.
Not far now, Miss Payne. Nearly there.
Oh, good. I'm so looking forward to this, Mr. Bun.
Right then, a brief history of Heligon House?
Oh, yes. But before you get going, Mr. Bun, can I say thank you for putting up with me?
Sorry?
I'm very conscious this is my 15th accompanied visit to one of your properties. With you...
You can look round on your own if you want.
Oh, no. I have a need to be accompanied, Mr. Bun, by a sympathetic gentleman, if possible. 20 years of special needs in Nuneaton has left its mark, I'm afraid.
Yes. Now, I'm going to be turning right in a moment, Miss Payne, into the drive, so...
Across oncoming traffic?
I'll wait till there isn't any. Hey. And there it is. Heligon House.
Oh, yes. Love it. Oh, love it.
Of course, what we see now is what's left of what was originally Heligon Abbey, with its imposing Norman church and its... leper hospital.
History. Ooh.
Which fell down quite a bit back and was replaced by Heligon Hall for a few centuries. I think Lord Byron visited, probably.
Bad and dangerous to know.
And when that fell into, well, down, they built this instead. So it has seen some changes down the years in use.
Changes?
It's been a schoolhouse, slaughterhouse, a club for Ukrainians. And it was, at some time, a chapel of rest. Shall we start the visit? Will you take my hand, Miss Payne?
Oh, rather. Did you say chapel of rest?
Sometime, yes. Back since. No ghost, though. Okay, Miss Payne?
I hope so, Mr. Bun. With you beside me, I...
Right, then. Mr. Deggle? Hello? Eddie? Oh, spot on time-wise. This is most unusual.
Get in! William! Bloody well! Get in!
Is there murder being done, Mr. Bun?
No, surely not.
Could you pop back in a tick or two? There's a slight problem, rigor mortis-wise.
Rigor? Oh, good Lord, defend us. Oh.
Prat, you promised me no more, Eddie. You might have another customer out here. And we've just lost one, you pie-eyed pillock. Eddie!
Done it again. That man's a menace. He wants a good duffing, does Eddie Dinkle.
At least she didn't die. She was still sobbing when I stuck her on the train, but she'll live. In Nuneaton, probably, but...
She didn't die, but she didn't buy.
Well, she was unconscious, and then wobbly and sobbing, and it was a cousin of his that he was seeing to, as a favour. But I did tell him, Colette, I gave him a really firm talking to. Really.
Through the door, which was shut.
I thought that.
What?
It's not the first time, Barry. It's not even the second time. He'll never give up till we sell the place, and we never will sell the place till he gives up. He's addicted to undertaking, Barry. Eddie Diggle is a serial funeral director.
Well, he's done it all his life, and he does mean to retire, if only to finish his Great Wall of China out of safety matches. But he's just not good at saying no.
No, he is not. No.
I'll go back and tell him again.
No, you will not. I will. I'll tell him in words of one syllable. No, no, no more, no. And then I'll tell him again. Tracy, you're in charge.
Right.
Hey, up, what about me?
Why buy a dog when you can bark yourself?
Pardon?
You've got a job on at that Bijou residence, you.
What Bijou residence?
Oh, Fog End Brow. What was Low Bottom Barn before the conversion? What's it called now, Tracy?
Merci, mon plaisir.
It is, yeah.
That means, in English, mes plaisirs.
What have I got to do with pleasure?
Oh, that reminds me.
What?
Montplaisir wants measuring up and proper pictures taken. That means digital, Barry. That means Nigel. He might not have much brain, but he is digital and visual. I've had it with your scruffy snapshots. It's a candidate for our website, is Montplaisir.
Oh, well, website.
And what it reminded me of is this. Think about it, Barry.
Oh? Britain's major bug fest goes to Bognor, nation's leading bug hunters conference, Friday till Sunday, sessions, lectures, debates. Oh. Oh. Oh!
Oh, what, Mr. Bun? Hello?
Nothing. Oh, nothing. Mon plaisir. Right.
Is that it there?
That's bottom barn, then there's side bottom barn on the left, and then low bottom up behind it. Or, as we now say, mon plaisir.
Do we?
They do say it's haunted. Or was. Well, a lot of tosh, of course.
Haunted? By a ghost?
No, by a big, bad-tempered beef burger, you prune. I don't like this road.
I don't like ghosts.
Oh, not on a few then, have you?
Well, no. Not as such, but... Who's is it, this ghost? I mean, who is it the ghost of?
The Reverend Lucas Black, or Black Luke, as he was known.
Oh. Did he hang himself there, or cut his throat, or... Oh.
He stopped people having fun. I'm not talking tiddlywinks now. Low Bottom Barn was where certain ladies of the town would come to relieve shepherds of their loneliness and dosh. Ah, there it is! Black Luke had kicked the door down and threatened them with everlasting damnation. His head would shake and his eyes would flash. And one look from those eyes could paralyse. It's where we get the phrase from, a black look.
Was it under his arm, his head? They are sometimes.
No, Nigel, he carried his shaking head in a Safeway's plastic bag. Come on.
Oh, heck.
It's got to stop.
It has. It will. It has done. I know.
Nobody will even consider a place that's stuffed with stiffs.
I know, I do know.
Especially not if you're hammering them with hammers.
With an undertaker's mallet. It's the cheapest way with rigor mortis. Just a few quid.
It's got to stop. No more stiffs. None. Not ever. Never. No.
Will not be. Not another one. You're quite right. No, you are, Mrs. Kershaw.
I want a formal promise, here and now, that from this moment forth, you are an ex-undertaker, as of now.
A promise? No, I do. Hand on heart. No more. I've retired, as of now. Yes. Yes. Oh, you know, I feel better for that.
You keep your word now, because if you don't, we will no longer even try to sell Heligon House. And you know what that means, do you? It means you'd have to go to the two Mo's. And you know what Big Mo does to men who keep stiffs indoors? Come here, I'll whisper it.
Oh.
She wedges them in a corner and she...
Ho, ho, ho.
So let that be a warning to you.
It will. Oh, Mrs. Kershaw, you've sorted me out, you have. And thank you, and never again... New leaf. Solemn oath. Yes.
Goat.
Hello? Yes? Oh, Cynthia, I am sorry. He did suffer, didn't he? Even when he wasn't ill. But I have to say, Sin, I know I was in the Cubs with him. I know we were 50 years in the bowling club together, but see, Sin... Oh, go on, then. Just this once, mind.
You are right up there.
Well, I am so far, but, yeah.
Fine. Grand. That's all I need to... Monica, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting anything, but I just... Ironsides? Oh, the one where the man with the limp did it? Oh, I remember. Riveting stuff. But listen now, it's about how I might have to go to that big exhibition centre near Brum. Yes, you do, surely. I've told you twice at least. Oh, I see. It's to try to sort out some sort of alliance with another firm outside the district. To try to get some national contact. I've been banging on about it for yonks, Monica. Anyway, turns out there's one this weekend. So, a conference. Oh, Friday evening and night and Saturday too, perhaps. So... Hang on, Monica.
Mr. Bond!
Do you mean a telephone conference?
I think I've... Can I show you something? Upstairs.
Come on, then. Don't hang back, lad. Where am I looking? In here?
Not the bathroom, no. It's...
This is a selling point, eh? Double bath? Oh, sunken floored shower? With room for two or more. Oh, nice, eh?
Yeah, but the ghost wasn't in there, so...
Ghost?
It's in... Oh.
Well, go on, then. What are you waiting for?
For you to go first.
Oh, you soppy sausage. Oh. Come on, then. Show me. What ghost? Where?
It's gone somewhere.
Oh, Poe.
No. See, I was looking, like, that way, and it seemed to be off to one side from the corner of my eye.
So, you looked this way, did you?
Through the camera lens, yeah.
And you somehow sensed it was over your shoulder?
Yeah. Mind, I didn't see it as such, but kind of...
I know that, Nigel. You've not got eyes in the back of your head. Or have you? No. So, two solutions. One, it's hiding in the ensuite wardrobe.
No.
Oh, it's a walk-in. Afraid not. No ghostly bouncers bouncing around here. Mind you, there's room enough for six or seven spooks in there. That's a feature, is that? So then, the second solution? You are a superstitious simpleton. Now, which is more likely to be the answer, Nigel? Know what he said? Perhaps it's gone home. And I looked at him and
these photos thought, are good. I'll scan a few of these in. Posh place, isn't it? Four poster, eh?
Oh, très chic, oui. But that lad, I mean...
Shall we talk about what matters, Barry?
Oh, yes.
The Bognor Bug Hunters Conference. Jeff's going straight from school on Friday. Reckons his albino bacon beetle will be the star of the show.
Oh, good.
So? Are you up for it or not?
Oh, what? Oh, not half.
And Monica?
Oh, I've told her already.
Told her?
That I'm going to a conference too, in Brum. I told her all about it before, and she said, quite likely, I hardly listened to you half the time. I mean, though...
So that's sorted. Now, where and when?
I thought we could start with a candlelit meal in a good restaurant.
That's nowhere near here.
Not likely. Say, Manchester, Friday night.
I'll bring a brolly.
Sorry?
Kiss me. Now. Ooh, quite good at this.
I'll get better with practice. No, what?
Well, fancy a brew, you two?
Thank you, Tracy. Just what we need.
Thought so. Right.
We're going to have to be careful, Barry. Very, very careful.
Till Friday night.
Oh, no.
Brew for two, eh?
Nice one, Nigel.
Soon be over, eh?
What will?
The week. Ooh, Friday tea time. Can't beat cod, chips and double mushies. Then I might have an adventure, or not.
All right for some. I'm working this weekend.
I thought the oldies did that.
Well, she's visiting some sick auntie somewhere, and he's going to a... something somewhere, and...
Oh, where are they now? Somewhere else?
In the sanctum. Again. Have you not noticed nothing this week, Nigel?
Yeah. A ghost, but nobody believed me.
Well, I wouldn't mind meeting a ghost. Ask it for Saturday's lottery numbers.
Oh. Well, now, my adventure,
I mean, have you not noticed anything about them? Looking at each other and going just a touch too close to each other and how they keep on popping into the sanctum and not coming out for yonks?
No. But then, I'm not known for noticing. Especially if they're in there and I'm out in all weathers sticking signs up or pulling them down. Getting sopping wet either way.
Yeah. Well, what's this adventure then?
Ah, well, right.
Who's that man on Wednesday?
What man?
That's what I'm asking. Oh, I've just remembered. Mr. Tonkis, was it? Went to look at Elegant House.
Oh, yeah.
Did we ever hear back from him? What he thought?
No. Probably wasn't interested.
Barry!
Colette!
Barry, car! Quick, come on, Barry!
Oh, Mr. Bunn. Mrs. Kershaw. This is a surprise. A nice one, of course, but has somebody made an offer? Pardon?
It's about a Mr. Tomkis, Eddie. Had a look round on Wednesday, did he?
He did, yeah.
Aha!
Sorry?
He did turn up then, before vanishing from the face of the earth.
Steady now, Colette. We don't know for sure.
I do.
He just had a quick look round, said it wasn't right for him, and went. Why?
All it is, Eddie, we
Where just... have you got him? Oh, yes, you have. Get out of my way. Shift.
Well, come in.
Look at that. Smack bang in the middle of the room. Barefaced cheek.
Now, Colette.
He's in this casket, isn't he? Come on, come clean. Lift that lid, I dare you.
Really, Mrs. Kershaw, honestly now, he's not in there, honestly.
Right, I'll lift it myself.
That's Neville Bywater, Cynthia's husband. Cynthia that sings Saturdays in the club.
Oh, yeah.
These boots are made for walking. Oh. Walking, what they do. One of these days his boots are gonna...
Where is he, Tomkis?
No, honest, now, I don't...
Why you stood up against that cupboard door?
I'm not...
You were?
I wasn't. What a Barry.
He is again, look at him. Get out of me way, you. Shift yourself.
Oh,
now then.
No, please, I keep my models in there. My Eiffel Tower, my Fountains Abbey, that... Very fragile, they're only made from... Oh,
puggeration. Is that Tomkis?
Who do you think it is, Elvis Presley?
Hey, how did you...
Now, I can explain.
Well, you'll need to the police.
No, you see...
I do. I know just what happened. You were whacking him with your mallet. Not him, that one in the coffin, Neville ooze it. And in pops Mr. Tomkis, hale and hearty. And you were at it with your mallet, weren't you?
Well, not until he asked me.
Asked you?
To show him what I did with it. So I did. See, Neville's left leg was sticking up. So I did the necessary, and Neville went in, but the other fellow went, well, popped his clogs, really. I only stuck him in the cupboard in case Cynthia came round. I didn't want to upset him because...
You were warned, you were, you dickhead diggle.
Oh,
You think this is funny, do you?
I don't think he's smiling, Colette.
Eh?
Oh, never finish. No. Me. Kate Waller.
Oh, dear.
Is he? He is, isn't he? Is he?
He is. Oh, very much so. You okay, kid?
Oh, never better. Our night of passion up the spout because of this prat. Oh, terrific. Wunderbar.
No.
No?
Not necessarily. Oh, we will have to tell the police, but not just now. In the morning, we'll stroll round, pop in for a chat, and just happen to find three stiffs. Please, Colette, not tonight.
We wouldn't dare. Would we?
Barry, have you ever heard of erogenous zones?
Well, I have, but...
How many have you got?
Quite a few, probably.
Go on, then.
Well, ears, lobes, and the crease a bit at the back, and... I did once meet a girl in a youth hostel when I was youth, and she licked my eyelids when they were closed.
And that was nice.
Oh, not half. Ooh, lovely stuff. Why?
Because if I licked Jeff's eyelids, they'd stay closed till morning. He's only got one erogenous zone, the obvious one. And fair's fair. He's very vigorous and, what's it, virile. And very, very samey.
Oh?
And I don't want more of the same. I want a man who likes making love and likes being made love too. Is that you, Barry?
I think it is. Give him the chance.
Good. Pay the bill. Let's find the hotel.
The what?
I want a warm shower and crisp, clean sheets and... You've not, have you? You've not booked one.
I'll go on phone. I'll pay the bill and I'll find one. It's just... I just thought... It'll be back to yours.
Mine? You think I'd sleep with you where I live with him?
No, right. I'll go and phone and find a hotel and... It's not that I'm tight, Colette. It's just... Well, I've never done this before.
Neither have I, so I want to do it properly.
Yeah, right. Me too. Oh, I'll find somewhere nice. I will.
Oh, wonderful. How very romantic.
Oh, there's nowhere, not for miles around. Jam-packed, as far as Oldham. There's a conference on Leppy or something. Thousands of them. Doctorists.
Butterflies. Bastards.
I suppose we might... maybe...
Try the back of your car. You said that and I'm on a bus home.
Oh.
I must have been bonkers. Look at you. Soaking wet like a lost dog. Not a clue what to do. Well, have you?
Yes, I have. Office. Keys. There were two or three sets of them. Come on. I know just what to do. Oh, I want you, Colette.
I want you too, but...
Come on, then. Come on.
Where to? Barry, where?
Upstairs. Come on, come on.
Hang on, I'm soaked.
How about that, then?
Oh, say, smashing. Shall we share a shower?
Yeah. can I take them off?
Oh, once I've got them off you. Hot, but not too hot. The water.
Yeah.
This is the life, eh?
Yeah. I'd like to soap you.
Oh, I should hope so.
What was that?
What? Somebody pinching your car.
No, I parked round the back, didn't I? Just in case. That was more from the front. Quick. The light.
The shower. Towels.
No time. Come on.
Where to?
The wardrobe.
The what?
This had better be worth it, this. It's like Wuthering Heights out there.
Is there a ghost in that? I've never read it.
Well, nobody's read it. It was on telly.
Oh, you don't see many ghosts on telly.
Better see one here and a good one. Put the light on. I can't see a thing.
You don't quite see it as such. It's more like sensing something. Oh. A presence sort of thing. Might be better in the dark. One look from them eyes could paralyse.
Shut up. I'm sensing.
I am too.
That's Nigel and Tracy. What are they doing here?
Not a lot, from the sound of it.
Oh, no. Nigel can do not a lot for a very long time.
I know.
What do we do? What can we do?
You sound like me. And I don't know.
We've got to do something, Barry. We can't stop in here all night. We've got three sniffs to discover in the morning. What?
I'm thinking what to do. And I've not got a clue. Oh, yes, I have. Bernard Bigelow. When I was a kid, 7 or 8, he was at radio.
To compete with property prices and...
He was second only to the other one with Archie Andrews. He had a talking pig called Percy. Oh, yeah.
Talking pigs? Have you gone potty? And went and freed him?
At Radio Luxembourg. And if you joined his club, Bernard Bigelow, you got a booklet telling you how to do it. through your voice. So I joined. Cost 4 weeks pocket money, mind. Ooh, wasn't cheap, but...
Did you learn it?
I did a bit, yeah.
Well, go on. Do a bit now. And you know where.
Hang on, I've got to get my breathing right. And my lips just settled. Now a bit of what? Oh, I know.
Right, that's it. No ghost.
Perhaps we should tempt it. Lure it in.
Hey.
Get on the bed and crack on like we were at it.
At it? With you?
Only pretending.
Get lost, drop dead.
It was only an idea. I thought it might be attracted if we started like... Oh. No?
You cursed fornicator.
Eh?
Damnation calls to such as ye.
Oh, my God.
Don't look in the eyes. They're paralysed.
I'm not looking. I'm out of it.
Tracy, there's only to panic. Yes, there is.
Barry, what's going on? I can't see a thing. Barry, where's the flaming switch?
Oh, the scarpered. Oh.
Colette.
I can't see, but where are you? Oh. Sorry.
Be my guest.
I was going to ask if you might not be in the mood anymore. I'll not bother now.
Oh, no.
Good. Oh.
Oh.
Are your eyes closed?
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to lick them.
Oh. Thank you, Bernard Bigelow. That's the best 4 shillings I've ever spent.
Ooh.
Take your earrings
off. Oh, yeah.
That was Bun & Co. Barry Bun was played by Keith Barron, Colette by Julia Deakin, Nigel by James Frost, and Tracy by Lindsay Marshall. Eddie Diggle was played by Bernard Gallagher, and Miss Payne by Gwyneth Powell. It was written by Mike Stott, produced by Bruce Hyman, and directed by Dirk Maggs. Bun & Co. was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.